Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today from Carson City, we're going to take a look at a battle that's going on across the nation, renewables versus traditional power companies. On the program, Walker Wright, he's a spokesman for the Alliance for Solar Choice. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau and Susan Fisher. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers. I'm looking forward to a very interesting discussion here with Walker Wright. He's a spokesman for the Alliance for Solar Choice. And there have been several articles and stories on NPR, for example, over the last few weeks, talking about what seems to be the battle of old technology versus new technology and where we're going with this. And right now in the state of Nevada, there's a 3% cap on the amount of solar that we can have in the state. And your organization is looking to lift that because we're getting close to hitting that cap. The power companies, and this is not just MV Energy, but across the country, and I do want to point out that MV Energy and Valley Electric are sponsors of this program.
Sure.
But electric companies across the country are saying, whoa, we have fixed costs that we have to pay. We have to build power plants because even with renewable, there are times when the sun doesn't shine and the wind doesn't blow and geothermal isn't always there. So you have to have a backup in most cases from the power company. They have to build transmission lines, power plants. And if they have to buy back the energy that is produced by homes producing their own solar energy, they are going to start running into major financial problems. The table is open for you, sir.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. It's fantastic to be here, and we really appreciate this dialogue right here in Carson City. And first of all, yes, it is a national issue, and I think that's simply because utilities for the first time in 100 years are facing the C word, which is competition. And this is, a glimpse into the future, and we're seeing now at record levels more and more homes, schools, and businesses want to adopt solar to save energy. You know, to your point about utilities needing to pay for the grid, I think that if you look at what the benefits that are provided from any solar customer, they are real. And specifically here in Nevada, they were studied by the PUC. 2 years ago, the state legislature asked the PUC to study the costs and benefits of the net metering program here in the state, and we saw a net benefit. So I think that alone should rest those issues.
Well, but, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I'm somebody that has solar hot water at home,
sure.
So I know the benefits of solar, at least on that level. But, for example, when NV Energy gave up their coal-fired power plants in White Pine County several years ago, it seemed like the payoff was that they got federal loan guarantees to build a power line intertie between White Pine County and Southern Nevada, and that allowed electricity generated in Southern Nevada to be moved north during the winter for heating and to be moved south for the folks in Southern Nevada for air conditioning. And I believe that was at a cost of about $230 million between LS Power and NV Energy. That is not coming from the solar industry.
But this is where the rooftop solar industry is different, and that's the key distinction that we need to make here in Carson City. These are electrons that are going from your roof down into your toaster. At most, if they are exported, they're going to your neighbor. Your neighbor is then paying NV Energy full retail, more than 11 cents, for power that NV Energy paid nothing to generate or transmit to the city. So it's a very different conversation when you're talking about the utility grid and system as a whole compared to self-generation, which is happening on-site where consumers are generating and consuming that electricity.
Okay, this past weekend there was a major article in the New York Times on solar power, and the problems that are occurring in Hawaii was the emphasis of their article, but I would imagine it's the same story around the country, which is that and again, this is a generational issue, as you call it competition, but it's where an industry has been around for a long time.
Sure.
Now they're dealing with, in quotes, an upstart industry that's being promoted by the government. They're having difficulty being able to measure and deal with the power generation from the homeowners back into the grid. And so, you know, in Hawaii, the power company there is saying, we've got problems with this. We don't have the same ability to monitor the grid and maintain it in a stable fashion as we do when we are the generators.
We've been hearing that for 15 years. If you go back in time 10 years, the same power company in Hawaii was saying, we simply can't take all of this solar rooftop generation. It's too much. It's a burden on the grid. People point to Germany, where there's far more solar per capita than there is here. But, you're correct. Hawaii does have far more solar penetration, for example, than Nevada, which is really in its infancy. So, you know, to steer this back to Carson City, you know, like, we are a baby industry here. We're nowhere close to the penetration of, you know, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Colorado, most of California, Hawaii. So, I mean, I think that those concerns need to be studied by the PUC, of course, and the solar industry will continue to support them.
Okay. At this point, like we said at the beginning of this discussion, there's a 3% cap.
Mm-hmm.
What would obviously the industry would like to see zero cap, but what do you think would be a realistic cap that would work to allow companies like NV Energy and others across the country, and I want to make that point, that it is across the country and around the world where we're dealing with a whole new thing. How much time do you think that the power companies should be given to be able to make this transition to the reality that renewable energy is here and here to stay, and that there are a lot of people clamoring to get this because they believe, for one reason or another, they're going to get a better deal?
You're certainly right. It's definitely an issue across the country and the world right now. I mean, I think that within the United States, when you're looking at these different net metering caps, the trend that we're seeing is for more net metering across the states. We're seeing and caps beginning to get lifted. And one of the reasons for that is just like you said, you know, the utilities are accepting that rooftop solar is part of the infrastructure. And really the experts at each PUC need to work on what we're calling an uncapped net metering program. And, you know, we envision that, happening here as well.
Do you think that the power companies should get some kind of fee from these renewables in terms of being able to maintain the, you know, power plants that they have to provide? Because if they don't, this whole system is not going to work, because 99% of the people are going to need to be on the grid at some point in time. Somebody's going to have to build the transmission lines. Somebody's going to have to build the power plants. and make more power plants, obviously.
For sure, and that's why we need to continue to do cost-benefit analysis at the PUC, and, you know, full credit to Governor Sandoval for encouraging that, which happened for the past 2 years. You know, E3 did a study, and they projected increased net metering for the next number of years, and they saw that that's a net benefit to the grid. Any solar customer, any school with solar or business will tell you when they look at their bill, they are paying the utility every month for that grid infrastructure. And there will always be conversations about how much that should be. But, you know, solar customers know that they're paying their utility every month. That's for sure.
Okay, let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada newsmakers, we're having a discussion with Walker Wright. He's the spokesman for the Alliance for Solar Choice, talking about renewable energy. When I put in my solar hot water heater, I got $2,000 from NV Energy. I got $1,000 from the state, and I got a 33% federal tax credit for putting in that solar hot water heater. Do you think that those things should continue on to get benefits from the state, the power company, and the federal government for pushing towards solar?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are two different issues. The rebate program that you refer to, that was obviously passed by the legislature. We don't envision that rebate in the case of solar PV continuing.
What does that mean?
Photovoltaics. You know, okay. The difference between the solar panels on a typical house and the hot water heater that you're talking about. So, but they're both rebate programs that are paid for by the ratepayers as a whole. You know, those rebates are going away, and we don't envision coming back to this legislature and the solar community asking for more. And one of the reasons for that is that the industry is extremely competitive with itself. Consumers will often get three or four bids from different companies, and that forces the companies to drive down their costs and continue to innovate with technology or financing mechanisms. So the fact that we will not need the rebate, whereas the industry needed that rebate just a few years ago, says how far we've come in terms of a competitive landscape.
In the NPR piece I heard a couple of weeks ago, one of the things they were talking about was as renewables continue to expand, but yet the power company is left to still have that infrastructure, the power plants, transmission lines, et cetera, that the cost for businesses and consumers who are on the power company's grid, they are going to end up paying a larger cost because the power company is going to recoup those costs from those customers. Do you think that the renewables should have to come in for a share of that so that you don't see this massive shift from people going, whoopee, I'm getting, you know, power from the sun, versus I'm getting my power from the power company, but I'm getting killed because I'm subsidizing the solar industry.
Right. First, let's remember that that solar customers are continuing to pay for the grid. And two, that's why...
The article from the New York Times on Hawaii is talking about people being totally off the grid now and buying batteries because they've been so tired of waiting for the power company there to allow them to go with solar that they want to get totally off the grid. And that's only going to continue, don't you think?
I think we're seeing, at a larger level, an example of that right now here in Nevada with, some of the larger casinos and Switch and other entities looking to disconnect from the grid. I think that from a company perspective, we don't envision our customers leaving the grid anytime soon. We're in a scenario where our customers are very much, Sunrun customers, in my case, and also NV Energy customers here in the state of Nevada.
Okay, and so you believe that that's going to continue on. But as more of these major companies... And we know for sure that Switch is one. I've talked to the PUC last week, and they can't talk about letters of intent. But there have been rumors of, and this has been going on for years, of major casinos wanting to get off the power company and not necessarily to go with solar, but looking to just buy power on the independent market. So, again, that would open up a much higher cost if these companies were allowed to leave to the general consumer and to regular businesses.
I think that this brings into question the utility business model, the investor-owned utility business model, which has been used to just controlling everything for so long and used to making these long-term investments, knowing that they're going to get recouped. If customers, whether they are big or small, are saying, I do not need the utility anymore, that should force the utility to run a business model that is expecting that.
When you look at the grid, and we saw, several years ago, with Enron and that whole scandal, and where the power company in this state at that time under previous management was buying power, very expensive power at the last minute, that we ran into all kinds of problems. How does this affect, I'm going to ask you a long question that's need a brief answer, but how does this affect the whole Western and the United States grids?
Look, I would say from a rooftop solar perspective, this is why we always have to talk about our electrons are going from our rooftop straight down into our house. At most, they are going to the neighborhood.
Yeah, but you can't discount. Okay.
There is a grid. Fair
enough, but you can't discount that, 90% of the country runs off the national grid?
Oh, that's for certain. We don't envision the grid going away in any way.
It's just a question of who's going to pay for it.
And the study here shows that rooftop solar is benefiting the ratepayer, and the ratepayer costs are going down. And I think that that's part of the issue that we're running into here in Carson City, is that this legislature passed a study. The study showed that costs as a whole are going down because of this rooftop solar, and yet we're hearing the opposite in terms of talking points.
Okay, and that's where you got to leave it. It's a fascinating discussion. Obviously, you have a lot of skin in the game, but for those of us watching, it's a fascinating discussion.
There are 6,000 jobs right now, and there's a lot of concern that what is going to happen around the corner without this cap being raised. So it's a very serious issue, and we're just asking for a real dialogue and conversation, and for the governor and for leadership to make sure that we all get together for the next few weeks.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much. Appreciate the discussion.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises. This is the ticket that gets you into the game, that gets you into an unforgettable world of food and fun and family and friends. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8. It's the huge Serta mattress sale at Sleep More.
Serta mattresses at unheard-of sale prices.
Save on Serta's all-memory foam mattress, the Commemoration.
This luxury mattress features Serta's famous cool twist gel memory foam.
Compare at $17.99, now an amazing $9.99.
And when you add the Serta pivot adjustable base, it's only $14.99.
Plus revolutionary memory foam mattresses starting at only $6.99.
Hurry, it's happening now. The Serta mattress sale, only at Sleep More. Inside more furniture for less.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on KRNV News 4. This Sunday, noted author Richard Hobbs and former Nevada Homeland Security Director Larry Martinez will discuss radical Islam's totalitarian ideology and why America is facing the most dangerous threats in our history. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 here on KRNV News 4.
This is the game that thrills the crowd, that creates the energy, that fuels the fun that you and your team will never forget. This is Ace Ball. This is everything memories are made of. For tickets, visit RenoAces.com, where memories start at just $8.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Susan Fisher. She's the Government Affairs Group representative. She's the vice president for McDonnell Carano Wilson. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you.
You were involved for a long time with Valley Electric, so you're very up on these kind of issues. Your thoughts on the previous discussion?
Oh, I think it's fascinating. Well, prior to Valley Electric, remember, I have a former life as a utility person. I was with Sierra Pacific Power when we went through the merger with Nevada Power. And we fought all of this because that was the party line. Do I think it's time that we take the cap off entirely? As you discussed earlier, we're capped at 3% of the incumbent load that can be allocated toward net metering. Maybe taking the cap off entirely scares people. So do another baby step. Double it. Double it to 6%. In 2 years, come back and look at it again. Are we at 4%, 5%? Do we have people waiting in line to do it? In a state like this where we have... What's the number? How many sunny days a year? Well over 300 sunny days a year. It's absolutely nuts not to do everything that we can to encourage rooftop solar, to encourage people to be more aware of their energy usage. And certainly when you get your power bill, you're aware of it. But you need to see what the energy component actually is and how much of it is poles and wires and metering charges and service charges. Yes, we need to still be connected to the grid on the days when we have cloudy days. What we really need to do, too, is encourage and develop and incentivize storage. We need to be able to store the power that we're not able to use. You can feed it back into the system. You get credit for it. It keeps rolling over like the minutes on your cell phone. But I think that we're way past the time where there shouldn't be every single home that's built in Nevada moving forward ought to be mandated to have some sort of renewable energy component. And let's talk about gray water while we're at it.
Okay, well, let's talk about power storage. I mean, Nevada is obviously going to be on the cutting edge of that with the Tesla Panasonic plant that's being built at Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. But the reality is that that's probably going to be, what, 5 to 7 years before we actually see a product come out of there?
It could be. And that's a big problem. I mentioned earlier offline, we were talking about this, with my son and my mother at dinner last night, and we were all in agreement on this. Here's this very conservative family, and we're all talking about that we really need to figure out how to be able to store it. And yes, you can have a generator and do your own when at night or when it's sunny if you can't store it, but that's not efficient either. And then you have to worry about the generator feeding back into the system. And there are safety concerns with that as well, but we do need to push that industry and enable that industry to be able to help us out, because at some point, you know, you don't know when the grid may go down. NV Energy does a fabulous job. We don't have a lot of outages. And if we do, it's not because of anything that they've done wrong. It's crazy winds that we have here or something. They do a fabulous job keeping the lights on. Well, let's help them keep the lights on. Let's help NV Energy focus more on the poles and wires in the service. And let's do our own energy production. Let's take advantage of the free fuel that we have coming from the sunshine.
Okay, and also from the economic development point of view, Lance Goodman was on the program a couple of weeks ago talking about the cost of energy in Nevada versus the cost of energy in Arizona, and we have lost several expansions of server farms that have gone to Arizona because of our cost of electricity.
Well, Arizona is very coal-friendly. They want coal. They say, we like coal. Bring it on. So it's going to be a lot cheaper. And then you look at Idaho and Washington State. They have much cheaper rates than we do because they have so much hydro. Well, we have a bias against hydro here. Of course, we don't have any water either. But, you know,
how do you explain the bias?
But we do have cheap power from the Colorado, a small allocation from the Colorado River Commission. We do have cheap power through there. You know, interestingly, when you look at businesses that are doing other sorts of energy production, the combined heat and power units, we have here in northern Nevada, we have Electrotherm, and in southern Nevada, we have Blue Earth, and they create these on-site units so that you have your own micro generator for gaming properties. In fact, MGM has one where you capture the waste heat and you create your own electricity from that and feed that back into your grid. They don't sell many of those units here in Nevada. They sell them in California. They sell them on the East Coast. They sell them in Europe, where power rates are exponentially higher than here. That's why when we talk about Germany and other countries, they have so much more power or so much more solar power because their electric rates are much, much higher there.
Okay, I want to change topics. We've got less than a minute here to talk about the Death with Dignity bill. It died, and now it looks like it's coming back, and it just seems insane to me that we would not go ahead with this one. I can go to a store, buy a gun, and if I want to end my life, I can pull a trigger, but that leaves a disaster for everybody else.
It does. And a mess to clean up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a horrible situation versus death with dignity.
You know, I think a lot of people don't understand it. They haven't actually read the bill. They haven't studied it. They don't understand all the protections that are in there for the patient. The way that the bill is written, and it was not written in a vacuum, and it's written on the best practices with the other states that have had it in effect for quite a few years. And there are protections for the family members, but primarily for the patient. There are protections for the physician. There are protections for the pharmacist. The physicians can opt out. They can say, I don't want to do this, and that's okay. They can go to another one.
Let's continue this conversation
another time.
We're out of time, but thank you so much for being here, as always.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Kipper, Nevada Commissioner of Insurance. When should you reach out to the Nevada Division of Insurance? Maybe you were in an auto accident and you have questions about the claims process. Maybe you've been in the hospital and you want a second opinion on what your health insurance says about those medical bills. Or maybe you've had some legal trouble and now you have questions about bail bonds. No matter what insurance issue you may be facing, we are your advocate. The Nevada Division of Insurance. Talk to us. We're here to help.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast from Carson City, Ray Haga talks with State Senator Ruben Kiwan. He's running for CD4. We'll see you on the next broadcast.